This is Tom Rowe with the radio news about radio for Saturday, April 25th, 2015. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Michael Ryan in the Windham Journal reports that in Lexington, communities such as Spruce Town Valley and The Notch, an infamous stretch of Route 42 squeezed between the mountains, internet and cell phone access can be non-existent. A large crowd of residents and public officials gathered April 18th to see if they could get a slice of the state's $500 million broadband plan sent to rural mountainous Greene County. The long-term recovery plan set for the area after Hurricane Irene put improved communications at the top of a priority list of improvements, according to Ryan's story. The Lexington Broadband Initiative, headed by resident Bonnie Blader, at the meeting introduced representatives of the Margaretville Telephone Company, MTC, who want to partner with the town for the grant money to improve service locally. The local group is working now in anticipation of a grant application process that is expected to be announced in June. The Capital Regional Economic Development Council will rank and score the applications. Quote, "They have a regional strategy in mind, and the two counties identified with the largest need are Greene and Columbia counties," unquote, Greene County Economic Development, Tourism, and Planning Director Warren Hart said. Read the full story in the Windham Journal. In Radio Roundup, Christina Malisoff, age 56, passed away April 19, 2015, at St. Peter's Hospital in Albany after a heroic battle with cancer. She was born in New York City and was a longtime resident of Germantown and Hudson and was beloved by many. She was an artist, nurse, gardener, a community organizer, and activist, and for 9 years served on the programming staff at the Hudson Opera House. Malisoff was also a host and volunteer programmer at WGXC. She co-hosted Tell It Like It Is Thursdays at 10 a.m. with Sam Seaborn, Kieran Riley, Alan Skerritt, and others. Malisoff was also a nurse at Columbia Memorial Hospital, a waitress at the Paramount in Hudson, and worked at Frank Swim Antiques on Warren Street. She was an active volunteer in the community, especially with the Hudson Community Garden, Operation Unite, Animalkind, and WGXC. She is survived by a sister, Dawn of Philadelphia, and her longtime friend and companion, Doug Clow. A celebration of Christina Malisoff's life will take place at the Hudson Opera House on Sunday, May 24th at 11 a.m. on the radio. Tune in a tribute to Malisoff at 9 a.m. April 25th. Columbia Green Media customers who get the print edition of the Register Star and the Daily Mail or their five weekly publications delivered to their homes now can get a free one-year digital premium subscription to the Washington Post in a new partnership the local papers announced this week. In other radio roundup news, WLPP has a meeting this Sunday. The Matrium Cybele in Palinville hosts a meeting for its new WLPP-LP station at 1 p.m. Sunday, April 26th. The nonprofit Pagan Group has a construction permit from the Federal Communications Commission to start a station on 102.9 FM. The group has partially built a studio that you can see in a photo on the newsroom at 3312 Route 23A in Palinville, where the meeting will be held this Sunday at 1 p.m. National Weather Service in Albany predicts a sunny Saturday with a high near 54 and a low around 32. Sunday should also be mostly sunny with a high near 58 and a low around 35. Monday should be mostly cloudy with a high near 55. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acra.